Unit 7. Pre-intermediate. Consolidation. Activity 21.
Dr. Robson, you have a lot of experience regarding the effects of global warming, don't you?
Well, yes. I study the effects around the world.
What about the effects that it may have on the Thames Barrier?
From my studies, I think that in the very near future, that is, in our lifetime, there will only be a slight effect.
So the Thames Barrier will remain effective for a certain period of time?
Yes, I believe so.
And further in the future?
I believe that global warming will have a great effect on the rise in sea level in about 50 years. So I think that the Thames Barrier will have to be modified in some way by then.
Is that because of global warming?
Yes. I am one of the scientists that believe so. Global warming causes a rise in sea level, and therefore a rise in the level of rivers. And most studies show that this increase will be quite high and will cause great flooding.
And the Thames Barrier must be bigger to protect London?
Right. Flooding is a great danger for London, and the barrier will probably not be enough in less than 75 years in the future.
What do you think can be done?
You know, the Environment Agency's Thames Estuary 2100 project is doing a lot of research on this problem, and I think they will find a solution that will involve not only modifying the barrier itself, but also people will have to move away from the banks of the Thames.
That sounds quite drastic.
Well, the problem is enormous, so the solution must be drastic. And the population must take the risks seriously.
You mean London could be in serious trouble?
That's definitely a possibility. Of course, maybe not in our lifetime, but in two or three generations from now, yes, I think London is at a very great risk.
Well, thank you very much, Dr. Robson.
You're welcome.